Blog Talk Radio.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
You're listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi, PK Eras I Adonis and the Rastafari, Chavirim of the Lion of Judah Society Online Loges.org. כולכם מאזינים לרדיו תלמידי רסטפארי בהשתתפות ידון בן חייל בן קושי פקה רס אי אדוניס והחברים הרסטפארי של אגודת אריה יהודה אונליין לוג'ס נקודה אורג.
Because we born as a discipline time. Ah,
and then you fling off your hip ribbon. Bounce your hip and then you fling off your hip character. Bounce your hip and then you fling off your hip turning. Bounce your hip and then you fling off your hip turning. To show them,
so you tell them you want them.
To show them,
so you want them, you need them.
To show them,
so you tell them you want them.
To show
them, so you want them, you need them.
Do it.
In my garden, oh, hey, black, black roses in my garden. To keep and care it, you've got to water it. To keep and care it, you've got to water it. I've been traveling all over the sea. My garden is so special.
Freedom, we going to promised land. The promised land.
What? Promised land? What? Cleveland?
No, Jasper.
Baltimore?
No, Jasper, the promised land.
What? Oh, the promised land. Minnesota?
Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land. Oh, well now, hey, oh, well, the promised land, going to the promised land. Yes, the promised land, oh gosh now, to the promised land, well, make a step down to Asmara, then we stop in Addis Ababa, promised land. Oh gosh, take me to the promised land. Set the promised land, oh, set the promised land. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Said, well, riding on the king's highway from Cairo to Kenya, made a stop in Asmara, then we made another one in Addis Ababa, the promised land. Oh God, get the promised land. Yeah, I'm the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. Then I said to myself, give a dance for the prophet God. For he gave me the teaching so I could see the reality of my true being. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Listen to the promised land. The promised land. Moving to the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. The promised land. Whoa. The promised land, oh, 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 yeah, oh. Brother man, what are you doing for the promised land? Gotta take your stand and let the brightness be born. To be done, though you can't run, got a job to be done, so you gotta do it even a little by little. Get the promised land, hold me to the promised land. Get the promised land, hold me to the promised land. Prophets of the old said the west got to bury. Hey, oh, don't let your hopes and aspirations crumble for you. No way, gotta go, gotta go, got to go, I got to go, got to go to the promised land. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Haverim. Shalom, Shavuot Tov. Shavua, the 7th week, the 7 days, Tov, Tawab, beautifully good. Hashem Yeshua. Here on the Monday podcast right here. We have the 37th sabbatical study here. Shalach Lecha. Shalach, send for yourself. When they sent the spies to spy out the promised land when the Israelites were in the wilderness. Right here, this Torah reading and feeding. But the promised land, what and where is the promised land? The new covenant? The promised land, as it was in the old covenant, the real promised land was that state of mind. Because even when they entered into the land, you know, they didn't have that state of mind in there. But I like to share this tune right there. That was a classic D. Brown, Dennis Brown, Prince of Reggae tune right there, Promised Land. Here's Majek Fashek right here. Check out the relix right here. Promised Land, a state of mind. Majek Fashek, Promised Land.
It's not Africa. Promised land is a state of mind. Promised land is a state of mind. So that big Thomas that get you the promised land will get you the promised land. I hope you are ready. I hope you are ready.
Yes, Shema Yisrael, the promised land, a state of mind. Right there, that was Majek for Shek right there with promised land. They disobeyed the voice of Yah, 40 days and 40 nights, right? That's the longest, some say, the journey probably would have been if they were more obedient, but they wandered for 40 years, and he says 40 nights, because he disobeyed the voice. The voice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
So right here we're at the 37th, but still have a little more overflow from the 36th. There was the advanced questions, some discussion topics from the 36th sabbatical. Behalotika, when thou lightest the lamp. So from the Hebrew perspective, when you step up to light the lamps, that will ascend, the lambs to ascend, the menorah. Previous Torah reading and feeding, some overflow questions right here for this second day of the Shavuah, the first day that they call Sunday, the first day here with the second day here for Ministry Mondays right here, first day of the working week, but the second day of Yah's week. So here or his strong, like to pick up with the first words for this sabbatical study, Shalach Lecha. Send for thyself. So right here.
Sabbatical here. Study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
The Hebrew first words. The Hebrew first words right here for this 37th. Shema.
Shalom, Harim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 37th. The Lamed Zain. Rastafari Sabbath Shabbat Torah portion for this Shabbat, Shalach Lecha, send for thyself. Hebrew first words here for this 37th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. 99 Rastafari sabbatical studies for this Shabbat, Shalach Lecha, send for yourself, send for the eye, send. Why daberi awal Moshe leimor, Shalach Lecha. And Nashim, we yaturu eta aret Kanaan, Asher, Anin notena livne Israel, Ish Echad, Limate, Abotayo, Tishlahu, Kola Nasi Bahem. Hebrew first words here from the Chumash, and the Yahweh Yahweh spoke, why daber Yahweh il Moshe leimor, spoke to Moses saying, send thou men, shelach lika in nashim, shelach, send lika for thee thyself, shelach lika in nashim, we yaturu. That they may spy out with Yaturu Eta Eretz Kanaan. That they may spy out the land of Kanaan. Asherani, that which I notain, Livnei Yisrael. That which I give to the Bnei, the sons, the children of Yisrael. Ish Echad. Of every tribe of their fathers, ye shall send a man, Ish Echad, a man one, Ish Echad, a man one, Le Mate Abotayo, Tishalachu, sending of every tribe of their fathers, a man, one man, one man, Ish Echad, Le Mate Abotayo, Tishalachu, Kol Nasi Bahem. Everyone or all, call, Nasi, a prince, Bahem. Everyone a prince among them. Hebrew first words here for this Lamed Zain, 37th sabbatical studies, Torah portion here, picking up the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 13, Hebrew first words for this Shabbat Shelach Lecha, send for the eye. Why daber Yahweh il Moshe leimor, Shelach Lecha Anashim, Weyaturu eta Eretz Kanaan, Ashani notena livne Yisrael, Ish Echad, Limate Abotayo, Tishlachu, Kol Nasi Bahem. Hebrew first words for this Shabbat, Shelach Lecha, send for the I self, Shelach Lecha Anashim, send thou Anashim, send thou mandem, send for the I self. Shelach Lecha, 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 Lecha.
Send for yourself. On a sense, it can also be brought out almost like go for self, but Shelach Lecha, send for yourself. This is when the Israelites in this Torah reading and feeding, you know, were a little bit dowdy and pouty, and therefore they wanted to kind of see, you know, what Yah had given to them. So they send a man from each tribe, Ish Echad, Ish, man, one of the words in Hebrew for man, more in the context of the higher man. The basic man is Adam, right? But often translated everywhere as man. But here we have Anashim, the plural for Ish, right? Ish Ahad, Ish Ahad, Ahad, one. Man one, man one. Here, look, old classic here, Supercat right here with one mind alone. This tune right here brought it out with the Isha Had, gonna write it for some more right here. The overflow from the previous for continuity.
We find the music.
All life say one man alone together. It's people like a mountain of stone from all directions and all zones. Take them out of Babylon, take them out of Rome, one for the home. I'm gonna sing. One man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. Ketta sing one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home again. But we say out of Babylon and make we come out of Rome. We a go cross River Jordan, we want to go home. A step way, a step out of wicked man danger zone. Well a move, we a go move in a Selassie I zone. Ball it all a finger with the scissors and the comb. We chant now your bingy around your throat. We run out with the devil with the evil in the throne. We tell the whole of them, we say we will want to go home. One man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. Get a thing, one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home again. Mr. the man with the scepter and him sitting in a the throne. He angel get a runa like a cream on a cone. Mr. Lightning all of you from the holy one throne. Shaman them up get a round the head gone a stone. People get a runa like a mountain a stone. Mr. from all directions, Shaman from all zone. Case both all them out of Vatican or Rome. The man well known, Mr. the man well been a horn. One man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. get a thing, one man and one man alone. Only one man can carry I home. Mr. not your Big Mac 11 boy, nor your M1, nor the bag of thousand. I'm on murderation. Your lip service and your mouth organ. The dapper than the comfy bow down the Vatican. Remember King David, the lost wicked man. So we spot them, or we come up, yeah, them come from. You know the master got the I-man protection. It's only him alone can take me to Mount Zion. Me cry one man and one man alone. One man to carry us home. Mr. get a thing, one man and one man alone. One man to guide us home. Mr. President, not the guy Pope all we control Vatican. Not Queen Elizabeth, we rule up a land. And I'm not church, I'm not skit, I'm not politician. None of liquor pastor, nor no deacon. Me not go trust the obey man from down a sentan. And watch how them a sprinkle them powderation. Me not go put me trust in all the boy album. Me have to put me trust in all me almighty one again. One man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. get a thing, one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. out of Babylon and make we come out of Rome. Me up to cross River Jordan, we want to go home. I step me a step out of wicked man, the end of zone. Well, I step we up to step in as the last day I zone. But all of the love linger with the scissors and comb. Fit out now you bring me around at the throne. Me run away the devil with the evil in the throne. But I tell them that the people say we want to go home. One man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. get a thing, one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Mr. the man now with the scepter and him sitting in the throne. He angel gather round like a cream on a cone. Mr. lightning all a glisten from the holy one throne. Shaman them up together round the egg on a stone. People gather round like a mountain of stone. And from all directions they say I'm from all zones. We chase poor Paul them out of Vatican or Rome. The man well known, me say the man well been a horn. One man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. Everybody sing one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. My Tony Kelly sing one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. My make me you know sing one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. So you know you sing one man and one man alone. One man for guide us home. We get that you must sing one man and one man alone.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi, yes I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia,
the whole place is
Here the evening psalm here for the second day of the Shavuot, chants into temple, as chant in the temple of Jerusalem. Psalm 48, here the evening psalm for the second day, called Monday, right here, yes sir.
Rastafari,
rise up the chant.
Africa is a must, so no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide forever, guide forever, guide forever. Guide forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 48 right there, Psalm 48, evening psalm for the second day. And according to the royal order, today's daily psalm is 144. So I'd like to get into 144 as we move forward here on the podcast. But here for some of the overflow, we call this like the overflow questions, right? We had the basic questions for the 36, Be'ahalotika, when you ascend, when you step up, when thou lightest the lamps. And so right here, here's some of the advanced questions and some of the discussion topics from the previous sabbatical study that adds continuity for continuity purposes here. Because here we pick up the 37th, Shalach Lika, send for yourself. This is where the spies are being sent out, or the mandam, one from each tribe is being sent to Yator, in the Hebrew Yator, to Tor, Tawar, Tor. Interesting, like the Tor, almost go on Tor, but in the Hebraic sense, like spy out the land. But right here, for continuity purposes from the 36th sabbatical study, Behalotika, some of the advanced questions right here, there's about seven of them from 35 to 41. So we addressed 1 to 34 previously, and here's advanced questions. Those were the basics. Advanced questions for the 36th sabbatical study, Bihalotika, when the eye ascends, when you step up, when thou lightest the lamps. And we connect, you know, the like twofold sense of the Allah and Aliyah with the going up, right? Literally the ascension and also causing the light of Ha Menorah, properly speaking, the lampstand, not candlesticks, but the lampstand. We might use candles today, you know, because of availability, but in the context of the pattern, as Moshe was commanded, see that you do all things according to the pattern, right? According to the pattern, the tavnit, in the Hebrew, the tavnit, the pattern. So here, for pattern recognition, previous sabbatical study, advanced question 35. Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, the Elohim, Yah, sees in the light and in the dark. According to Psalm 139, verse 12, even the darkness is not too dark for the eye, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness is even as the light. Here in the Hebrew, Gam Hosheka Lo Yachashek Mimecha. We Laila Kayom Yair Ka Hasheka Ka Ora. Even the darkness, Gam in the Hebrew is like also Gam, also Hoshek. The Hoshek, the darkness, Lo Yachashek. Yachshek, lo yachshek, is not too dark, or brought out as does not darken from the eye. Lo yachshek mimeka, from the eye. The ka speaking directly to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. But the night shineth as the day. In the Hebrew, v'layla, w'layla, and w'layla, and the night or the shadow state, the Laila, with Laila and the night, Kayom, Ka, like, as, Yom, the Yawam, the day, Yair is to shine. It's interesting, the priestly Baraka, where he says, make his face, you know, Yair Paneka, may his face shine upon the eye, and the night shineth as the day. The darkness is even as the light. Ka, hasheka, ka, ora. Like the aura. The aura in the Hebrew, aura. Aura is the light. Like ka, ora. Like the light. Ka, hasheka, the darkness. Very, very interesting right here, bringing out the sense that Ha'el, the almighty power, Ha'elohim, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, I and I, almighty one, power, divine power, his glance penetrates the darkness. Here from Psalm 139. So in the advanced question, it brings out that Yah sees in the light and in the dark, according to Psalm 139, verse 12. So, question, here's the question. Lama, for what or why? Lama ze, why then did he command Ha Menorah, the lampstand, to be kindled in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary? Question 35, advanced question. This is said to be brought out as for the sake of Ha Kohanim, for the sake of the priests, who were the honored ones, the anointed and the honored ones to, quote, light up the palace of El Shaddai, light up the palace of the Almighty Eye, to light up his palace. Question 36. So basically, the lights in the sanctuary was not for Yahuwah, but was for his servants, Ha Kohanim, the priests. Question 36. Why is the letter Nun, the Hebrew letter Nun, or some might point it as Nun, according to the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew dialects, noon or non. Like we say tomato, tomato, so it can be pointed as noon
Nawan or Nun, the letter N in the Hebrew letter Nun. Why is the letter Nun upside down in the Sefer Torah? In the printed, we could say the Torah, the written, handwritten, and also printed in the Sefer Torah text, where it surrounds the declarations that Moshe recited when the Aron HaBarit, the Ark of the Covenant, would be dispatched, when the Ark would be dispatched, and when it stopped. Why is in the Hebrew Torah scroll the letter Nun? Now, the Nun is interesting. Nun looks like the bracket, basically, for ones not too familiar, but the Nun, the Hebrew Nun or Nun, it looks like the bracket, you know, like the bracket. It looked like the closed bracket. You know, there's the open bracket, the first bracket, that's like the Nun reverse, and then we have the closed bracket. So the Hebrew letter Nun, right, it says, why is the letter Nun upside down in the Sefer Torah, where it surrounds the declarations that Moshe recited when the Aron HaBrit would be dispatched and stopped? Right? So here, the inverted Nun is said to allude that it should have been inserted, some say 50 or 50 verses earlier. Now, one will say, well, why is this? Well, it's because the Hebrew is alphanumeric. In other words, it's letters, right, that have a sound or have sounds associated with it, but it also is math, too. So it also has, even here, yeah, in the book of Numbers, it has a mathematical association. So the Hebrew letter Nun or Non, the Hebrew N, is 50 in its numerical value, in its numerical value. So some say the reason why, since this Torah, previous Torah portion was not in chronological, the events that are narrated or kind of summarized are not in chronological order. Some say that the reason why in the Torah scroll, the upside down, you know, the Nun upside down in the Sefer Torah, where Moses makes these declarations concerning when the ark was to move forward, right, and when the ark was to, like, enter into the new campground for the sanctuary, it's because this was supposed to be inserted, some say, 50 verses earlier. So, like, once again, that certain places in the scripts, we have a chronological narrative, but in other places, we have a kind of a summary, like all these things, putting all these things together. This is what we have in Bihailotika. So some say that in the direct connection of when it was revealed, we see that a little bit earlier on in the Exodus, you know, or some say 50 verses earlier within that particular narrative. Let's just move on some of the advanced questions here. Question 37 that we briefly addressed before. From where do we get the custom to say Im Yotzeh Hashem? Im if Yotzeh, he wills Hashem, the name, to say if the name wills. And Hashem is a way that some say in order not to say the name Yahuwah in vain. So from the direct sense of it, Im Yotzeh Yahuwah, Im Yotzeh Yah, to use the Yah, the Savior name, the bi-grammaton instead of the tetragrammaton as we have. Im, if, Yotzeh, he willing, or he pleasing, or is favoring him, Yah, if it favors Yah, if it favors Yahuwah. This is brought out in the Hebrew to say, like, if God wills. One will say, if God wills. Im Yotzeh Hashem, Im Yotzeh Yahuwah, or Im Yotzeh Yah. Some might even say, Im Yotzeh Adonai, if the sovereign, if the Lord, if the boss wills. Where do we get this custom from? Well, in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20, it says that the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, traveled at the command of Yahuwah. In the KJV, it's brought out like that, but then studying the scrolls, the Hebrew, actually a more better translation would be that the Israelites, in Numbers chapter 9, verse 20, that the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, traveled at the mouth, upon the mouth, al-fi, one pointing al-fi, al-peh, al-peh, al-pi, al-pi, the peh-seh, Pe-feh, right? This is dialects in Hebrew. Some will say it's only Peh, but then we'll find also it's Feh. There's different dialects, even in English. You know, there's British English, there's American English, there's East Coast English, there's people down south, up north. Canadians speak a little differently when they speak. But basically, it's all English. Check, check, right? So just pointing out that so ones can be kind of aware, you know, of the dialects of the ancient Hebrew. So when it says Alfi, Alfi, almost like Alfi, Alpha, right? Alfi, upon the mouth, Alpi, upon the mouth. So the translation in some places where it says on the command of the Lord or the command of Hashem, the command of Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, literally, directly in the Hebrew says on the mouth, all upon fi, right? All pi, upon the peh, the feh, right? The mouth, upon the mouth of Yahuwah. So when we plan to do something, right, to something, we should, it was advisable by the ancients and those of wisdom, right? We should always say, if it pleases Hashem, if it pleases Elohim, im yirtzeh, Elohim, im yirtzeh Yahuwah, if it pleases he who be who he be, or that is to say, if Yah wills, or with Yah's help, be'ezrat Hashem, upon the help of the name. Here, here, here we also have James, Yaakov, right, Jacob, the first bishop of the church at Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. James in the Brit Hadash and the New Testament scriptures. Let's just bring this out right here, here, here. It's James chapter 4. Let's go to James chapter 4, right? Chapter 4, kind of interesting. I have a cousin named James, and he kind of came passed through today, Jacob, Yaakov. But here, James, the brother of the Lord, James chapter 4, right, verses 13 to 16, right, it says, for that, well, actually, let's put this a little more in context right here, right, it says right here, let's go to verse 13 to verse 16 right here. It says, go to now, this is KJV version, go to now, y'all, you all that say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such a city and continue there for a year and buy and sell and get gain. All right, so here this is the first bishop of the church of Yerushalayim. People don't talk about that first church, that Yehudi, that Jewish church, first church, and the bishop of that first church, the apostle James, a.k.a. brother Yaakov, brother Jacob. Here he gives advice in chapter 4 of the epistle of James, a rebuking of worldliness, right? It says, go to now, y'all that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, right? Whereas, verse 14, whereas y'all know not, y'all don't know what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Here is bringing out even the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, when talk about vanity of vanity, Hebel, right? The Hebel, Hebelim, Hevel. The word for vanity in the Hebrew also has a sense of like a puff of air, like a breath of air, like a it has no permanency. Idea of even the breath. What is your life? What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Verse 15, for that y'all ought to say. So it's not saying that we should not make plans to go here, go there, and do business and business. We should. And also make a good profit. However, firstly, we ought to say, James chapter 4, verse 15, it says, for that y'all ought to say, if, im, right, if Yah will, im yirtzeh, Yahweh. Im Yotzeh Yahweh. We shall live if Yah will. We shall live and do this or that. Verse 16, it says, but now you're rejoicing, you're boasting. You know, I'm going to do this, and tomorrow and the next day I'm gonna go here and go there, blah, blah, blah. But we don't know what our life is. We should put it in the will. If it be pleasing to Abba Father, if Yah will, right? But he says, now you're rejoicing, you're boasting. And then it says this, all such rejoicing is evil. So from the divine eye, making those plans apart from him, right? Especially if you know him, apart from him is no good. And if it's no good, then therefore, you know, it's evil, you know, according to the word. Verse 17, just to conclude the chapter, it says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, the heartbeat, do good, to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is chet. It's chet. It's missing. It's lack. It's lacking. Bringing out the sense of the Hebrew word that's translated as sin, to miss the mark. It's caught lacking. It's like forfeiture. So here is where, you know, this ancient, you know, this ancient, we say, try, like if Yah will, you know, when making plans, especially when making plans, you know, because we don't know what will be on the morrow. So let's put it within Hashem's good keeping for I and I lives and liberty, and still do the work, right? We have that faith, expressing the faith, and then going about to do the work, right? Here. Question number 38. Why does the term the people of Israel appear five times in Numbers chapter 8, verse 19? You peep that right there? In Numbers chapter 8, right, for the previous, right, chapter 8, verse 19, let's see if we can bring this out right here. We have the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, right? Amo Yisrael is mentioned, let's see right here. Okay, here we go, verse 19, Numbers chapter 8, verse 19. And I have given the Levites, Lewim, the Lewim, the Levites as a gift to Aharon Ubanayo, right, and to his sons, his Banim, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the sons of Israel, to do the service, the aboda of the Bnei Yisrael. Now, this is a very, very important point right here. And as we try to bring this out, because sometimes, well, many of us don't get to really see the real full picture, right? And we get fooled by our own ignorance sometimes. That notice that before, right, before they came into the covenant, and especially before the molten calf incident, right, that, and before the Exodus, we could say that the sons of Israel, it was a tradition in ancient cultures and among the Israelites. We have this in the first book of Moshe in Genesis, Bereishis, where we find the patriarchs, you know, being the heads of household, right, were the priests of the family. So the patriarchs, you know, or the, you could say the man, you know, of that particular family or clan, right, had that ancient responsibility of offering sacrifice, right, to the divine. So we have Abraham doing it, right? We have Yitzhak doing it, right? We have even Yaakov, Jacob doing it, Yaakov Yisrael. What's interesting, too, we have them doing certain things that were even ancient worship customs. It says that Jacob, he built a pillar, which brings out the sense of a stella or some type of like a obelisk type structure. You know, and we point to like the Aksumite obelisk, the circumcised obelisk, as it were. We have other sort of worship where it says even with Abraham in a grove. But then later on in HaTorah at Sinai, these old ways, right, some of the old ways that was customary among the people were forbidden to those of the children of Israel that came into this covenant. So what we're saying is that before every firstborn male of any or all of the 12 tribes of Israel could offer sacrifice before, and no doubt even in Egypt or elsewhere, they probably did, right? But now after they come into covenant, and especially after the molten calf, falsely, pseudonymously called the golden calf, we say it's falsely called that because it's nowhere there in the scripture. It doesn't even mention it in the Hebrew or even in the English translation. It's just customary in Christianity that we call it the golden calf, but Torah and the translation refers to as the molten calf. After they had kind of gone back, right, to that which they should have chucked up, you know, after they came out of Mitzrayim, we see a marked change where the service now of the holy place and of the sacrificial offerings is given to the tribe of Levi, and specifically to Aharon and his sons as the anointed, the Messiah priest, because they are the first anointed ones we find in the biblical scripture is Aaron and his sons. So Aaron is a likeness in the new covenant of Moshiach, of Christ, of Yeshua, and his sons of the Christian or the Moshiachian, the Messiahites. I just want to point that out because this verse here is significant in Numbers chapter 8, verse 19, where we have Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said to be mentioned, right? I'm looking over this right here. How many times they said? They said, said to be mentioned, why is Israel, the people of Israel men appear five times in Numbers chapter 8, verse 19. So it says, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service. See, they are to do the service of the children of Israel. Before the children of Israel could do their own service, the sons then, to offer offerings as the patriarchs. Now, after coming into the covenant at Sinai, and because of the breaking of the covenant with the molten calf incident, that privilege is taken from the rank and file Israelites and given exclusively, right, the holy service to the Levites in general and specifically to the sacrifices and the offerings to Aaron and sons to do the service of the B'nai Yisrael in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the B'nai Yisrael, that there be no plague among the B'nai Yisrael, among the children of the sons of Israel. When the children of Israel come nigh to the sanctuary. So here the question says the people of Israel, but actually in the Hebrew, it says the B'nai Yisrael, which directly is the sons of Israel. So actually the better way to ask the question is, referring to Hebrew for Christians as a basic point of reference, why does the term children or sons of Israel appear five times in Numbers chapter 8, verse 19? The answer is said to indicate how precious the people or the children of Israel are to Ha'elohim, to the Elohim, to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Question 39. When the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, requested, when the Israelites requested the second chance, which Israelites, which ones of them requested the second chance Passover, the Pesach Sheni, the Passover, the second, Pesach Sheni, which of the Israelites were those who requested? Well, it is said that those who were Tameh in the Hebrew is like to say contaminated or unclean. Those who were unclean from carrying Joseph's coffin, Joseph's Aron. It's kind of interesting, right? That the word for even a coffin is also an ark. That Joseph's Aron, his coffin or coffer was carried up from Mitzrayim. So it is said from the narrative that they are the ones, right, that no doubt requested this, because in the direct answering it says anybody who's unclean by contact with the dead. So generally speaking, it was those who were unclean with contact with the dead. More specifically speaking, those who were unclean, may contaminated from carrying Yosef, Yawasa, Zafnat Pa'anki, his coffin up from Mitzrayim, from the two lands. Question 40, right? Did the Israelites, did they really get, quote, free fish, as they claim, when they were in Mitzrayim, when they were in the two lands, Sematawi, Smaitawi, pseudonymously called Kemet, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 5? Answer. If they were not given straw, this is the reason, right? If they were not given straw, because they'd be wilding out in the wilderness, the things they'd be saying, right? That's why we say the secondary way of looking at the word midbar. Bamidbar is a name from the Hebrew for this book, the fourth book known as Numbers. It actually means in the wilderness. But midbar, the word for wilderness in Hebrew, comes from the root dabar. Dabar means to speak or to arrange one's words. So many look at the name of the book in the wilderness, right? The misarrangement of their words and what they said, what the Israelites said that got them in this trouble. The 40 years, right, wandering to death in the wilderness was because of what they said. So in the previous Torah reading and feeding, you know, they talked about, you know, the free fish that they got. Let's get the verse right here, 11 and 5, Numbers 11 and 5, according to the KJV, firstly, right, it says, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt and Mitzrayim freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. It's kind of interesting, the Israelites, on one hand, they're talking about, besides the fish, you know, even the fish might be considered by some, you know, to be in a category different than eating flesh like that is, right? Mainly it's like the onions, garlics, and leeks. But then later on, we hear them crying out for debtors, right? But here they say the fish which we did eat in Egypt and Mitzrayim freely, right? What do they mean by this covering? Some basically come up with the reasonment, and we share this reasonment here, is that if they were not given straw to make bricks, would they have been given free fish? All right, so we have no direct indication, like, you know, from the narrative when it was in Egypt and they got free fish, you know, but just the logic, you know, just the logic. If they were not given straw to make brick, if they was not even given like 3 or so days, a couple of days to go on pilgrimage to worship in the wilderness, Yahweh Eloheinu, you know what I mean? Because they couldn't worship him in Egypt because the worship of the Israelites was abomination or an offense to many of the Kemetic religious sentiment of that time. They basically were not even given a little vacation to go a couple of days because they asked for one. Notice, the Israelites did not first ask, we want to get out of here, we'll go home. No, they said, we just want to take a break to worship our power, to worship our nature. You know what I mean? You know, Yahuwah of the Hebrews. You know what I mean? And what happened? They were then given more work and given no straw. So what do they mean by being given free fish, right? So did they really get free fish in Egypt? And are they saying they gave free fish? They were given free fish. Or are they saying that they ate fish freely? You know, what does that mean, Chavarim? But question 41 of the advanced questions here, lastly but not leastly, how does HaTorah, how does that directions instruction sum up the virtues and the greatness of Moshe? How does HaTorah sum up the virtues and the greatness of the man Moshe, Moshe Ish HaElohim, the man of the Elohim, the nature of natures? By stating that Moses, Moshe, was the most humble man on earth, right? Based on Numbers chapter 12, right, verse 3, it reads, now the man Moshe was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Now, it's interesting that in the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, coming from the Ethiopic, it uses the term tehut. I touched on that in the earlier vlog on Rastafari Jews, tehut. It says that he was Tahut, right? And, you know, we can then connect that even with the wisdom of the Egypts that Moshe was learned in. It's similar to the Hebrew word tachat, tachat, right? It kind of means like lower or under, the sense of being humble, right? He was the most humble of his time, of his generation, of that particular generation. So here, the man Moshe, gonna seal up on this right here and share this classic, Send Another Moshe. Hey, Shua. So here, quick discussion topics from Shabbat Behalotika, Sabbath, when thou lightest up, when you step up, when you ascend. Here, discussion topic number one for Shabbat Behalotika, Senbet Sitalequis. Here, it is clear that HaTorah, the directions, instruction, getting to the Hebrew root sense, often pseudonymously translated as law, but direction, instructions does not always follow chronological order. Once again, it is clear that HaTorah, and this is mainly focusing on the five books, right, referred to as the five books of Moshe, that the Torah, HaTorah, even though Torah is found elsewhere within the Hebrew scriptures, Torah being direction, instructions of Hebrew BVB, but here in the five books, it's clear that HaTorah does not always follow chronological order. How important are logic and linear thinking when it comes to interpretation? This is a discussion, some discussion topics. We got seven right here for Shabbat Behalotika, Sabbath, when thou lightest up, when thou steppest up, right? How important are logic? Logic come from the root in the Koine Greek of logos. In the beginning was the words of logos, logic. How important are logic and linear thinking, right? Linear thinking when it comes to interpretation. The Hebrews say targum, the targum. You may hear us use that word, the targum, in interpretation. Bamarinya and Amharic, we say targum, targum, targum. You see the dialects, targum. Interpretation. Is there a place for, quote, non-linear, end quote, ways of reading the scriptures? Is there a place? So this is more of a discussion, like a reasoning right here. First thing, recognizing that the Torah does not always follow chronological order. And then asking the first discussion question on this discussion topic, how important are logic and linear thinking when it comes to interpretation? Second question, is there a place for, quote, non-linear, end quote, ways of reading the scriptures? What do we mean by that? Reading the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, according to gematria. Gematria. What is gematria? Gematria is according to the science of numbers, seeing that there is an underlying mathematics in the Hebrew scripture. So there's like one way of reading it, right? And then there's also another way of interpreting it, looking at the numbers. As it says, he who has wisdom, right, let him count. Of course, that was concerning the mark of the beast. But elsewhere it says, teach us to number our days. So numbers here in the book of Numbers. So is there a place for nonlinear, right, ways of reading the scripture according to the math of the scripture, right, or of the Hebrew, or the use of imaginative retelling of the narratives? And on one level, Midrash, the Midrash kind of brings it out, where we go into an area of scripture, for example, even in the Psalms, the Midrash, right, the teaching and the reasoning. So we get into a verse, and then we seek to compare scripture with scripture. This is what Yeshaya, Isaiah, I think, brought out when he says, line upon line and precept upon precept. You recall that part right there? Of course, we share portion of the audible, right? Let's just share this audible right here, here, here. Right? This is a kind of a midrash.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So that can bring out even more of an imaginative retelling of the narrative, not just making up things, but looking at other areas of scripture for comparison to context, to words, to scenes, Chavarim. So what about the use of tradition? You know, what about tradition? Tradition, tradition. What about tradition? So this is discussion point number one right here, here, here. Come, come, come. Make a reason. Second topic of discussion. Moses's response. Moshe's response to the question about the validity of a second chance Passover, the Pesach Sheni. It teaches us that we should not be ashamed to say we don't know the answer. Isn't it interesting? This is brought forward to Moshe, and Moshe basically says, Chan, I don't know what to tell you. I have to check with Jah. So here, this teaches us that we should not be ashamed to say that we don't know the answer to some question. Do you? Do I? Do I and I? Does the I have trouble admitting? Do you have trouble admitting that you don't have all the answers? Come, 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 make a reason. Discussion item here, number 3, for Shabbat B'Halotika. How are we to understand Aharon? How are we to understand Aaron? He was responsible for aiding the people in the chet, the sin, the forfeiture, the lack of the Egel Masecha, of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. And he, Aharon, he participated, right? Even participating, one can participating even by compliance, like you there. You know, you didn't do the thing, but you caught in the vehicle with the ones that did the thing, right? On the same vehicle that was involved, right? So he participated in that sense in the slander, right, of Moshe with Miriam, because both of them had the reason in. And yes, Miriam said what she said, but he doesn't seem to have rebuked her. So we say he participated in the slander, right? Although he was not the lead, right? And yet he, Aharon, seems to get a pass. Doesn't Aaron seem to get a pass from Yahuwah's judgment? Does he really get a pass? Come, come, come. Let's reason on that right there. Understanding Aharon. Does Aaron get a pass? Did he get a pass? Item number 4 right here. Because of the, quote, sin of the spies, this is what we have coming up here in this 37th sabbatical study for Shalach, Shalach. Shalach literally means to send. Shalach, to send, right? Leka, send for yourself. Send for yourself, or go for yourself, so to speak. Because of the sin of the spies, the lack, how the spies were caught lacking, Yah decreed that the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, would wander in the desert of Paran, for 40 years, until the entire generation of adults who had left Mitzrayim, the two lands, died off. So, do you think there's any connection between this mishpat, this judgment, and the way Abraham abandoned, or was said to abandon, Hagar and his firstborn son Ishmael in the desert of Paran, in the desert of Faran? Come, 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 make us reason on this concerning the sin of the spies, right? And Jah's decree that the Israelites, well, it was based on actually Moshe's. Moshe once again did a plea bargain. He was an advocate, a mediator. He did a plea bargain for the children of Israel. What's interesting about the spies and what happened with that generation for 40 years, later on in the narrative, Jah seems to reveal that, you know, he was not pleased with the men of war. He was not pleased with the warriors them. He was not pleased with the bad boy them. Because what we get to see in the narrative is that, like even today, man, me a bad boy, me a gunman, me a soldier, we are warrior. Yeah, but it only seems to be against the community. It doesn't seem to be really against the enemy, right? And in the same way, the sons of Israel had punked out at least 10, right, brought back lies. Only 2 brought back a true report, and the people listened to the majority, you know, that was talking about, oh, these people is too much, so forth and so on, right? But they had that kind of like kick ass spirit with one another. It's interesting that John basically says that he was not pleased with the warriors and the bad boy them. And as we meditate on this, it's because it seemed as though they were bad boys and warriors for themselves. right? They really wasn't soldiers in a sense. What separates a soldier from a warrior? A warrior might know how to war and like to fight war and can fight war effectively. Warrior can be good, just in principle. But the difference between a warrior and a soldier recognizes the command and control. The soldier, right, acts on orders, which you say are commandments. And we already see how the children of Israel have a difficult time on acting on commandments that are for them. But here, question number five. So that previous one, number four, is connecting the judgment of the Israelites, right, after the sin of the spies and Abraham sending Hagar and her firstborn into the same wilderness known as Paran or Faran. Is there something up with that right there? Now, just to say this, Hagar was not completely innocent in the matter. I always know this. Even Christian folks always be defending Esau, right? They defend Esau against Jacob. A lot of Christian folks, they defend like Hagar against Sarah. And it's basically because ones don't really read and study. You know, they superimpose, maybe because they recognize themselves in the narrative. Question number five, or rather discussion topic number five right here. Number five right here for Shabbat. The Halotika 36. The Hebrew saying, know before whom you are standing. There's a Hebrew expression that is expressed as da, lifnei, mi ata omed, know before whom you are standing. Da, da from yada'a, yada'a. Da is like speaking to a man. Da, da, like to know. Like da, lifnei, before me, who, Ata, you yourself, man, Omed, know before whom you are standing. Da, lifnei, mi, Ata, Omed. Contrast Moshe's attitude. Moses had a particular, according to the narrative here, he has a particular attitude towards leadership and prophecy to that of Miriam and Aharon. Let's contrast. Now, as we go later on in the prophets, Yah revealed to the prophets that to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, he actually sent three. Did you know that? He sent a trinity. He sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. All right, let's bring this out right here. Miriam, let's get Miriam, put Miriam, and put Moses, and put Aaron here. This is in, I think, was it? It's in the prophet Micah. In Micah, Micah, more Hebrew, Micah. In English, we say Micah. Micah chapter 6, verse 4, where it says, for I brought thee up. Now notice the term brought thee up, Allah, 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 like in Beha Aloteka, to Aliyah, to ascend, to go up. Remember that Egypt, according to the geography, was a kind of, it's like a lowland. Like even Egypt, the Nile Valley, it's like a lowland. So actually to come up when you're coming out of Egypt is literally, in a sense, kind of coming up, right, according to, you know, the horizon, as it were. But here Yah says, for I brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the two lands, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, out of the house of, we could say, bondmen or servants. And I, doesn't say slaves, right? Out of the house of servants or bondmen. And I sent before thee Moses, Moshe, Aharon, Aaron, and Miriam. So this verse here in Micah chapter 6, verse 4, is a very important verse in putting together the whole context. So we talk about the Midrash, like in the study. Some say imaginative retelling. Well, in a retelling of what we have here in Torah, if we take what the prophet Micah revealed right here, we can see that part of the will of the Almighty to bring out the children of Israel was that Moses was on the lead of this, but also Aharon, Aaron, and even Miriam, especially for the daughters. Remember how they sung the song at the sea and after Moshe, right, and the sons chanted their chant. Then Miriam came forward with the kabbalah, the thunder bass drums, and the wuman. And we get within Exodus chapter 15, kind of they repeating, you know, the chorus line, right? So the daughters also, right? So Miriam was a, you could say, a leader for the wuman. There was enough love for Miriam. In fact, the children of Israel, it said that they would not move forward until after Miriam had come back into the camp. But here, you know, we need to know before whom we are standing, right? And Moses has a particular attitude towards leadership and prophecy, right? And then Miriam and Aaron seems to have a particular attitude as well. So the question here is, why does Hashem, why does Yahuwah Jehovah value humility above other virtues of character? Why does Yahuwah Jehovah value humility above other virtues of character? So let's contrast Moses' attitude towards leadership and even prophecy to that of Miriam and Aaron, and also keep in mind Micah chapter 6, verse 4, where Yahuwah reveals to the prophet, "For I brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent," notice, "I sent," Yah says that he sent before thee, to say before Yasharallah Yisrael, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. I think that's very, very important, because one's always asked, so the role of the woman. It's very clear that Miriam did have a significant role. So in her speaking up and saying what she said about Moses, the Ethiopian wife, and this and that, it's kind of interesting, because we can see Moses does serve a role from the first time she's introduced within the Exodus narrative, right, with saving to a degree and kind of looking over, right, being like a guardian over her younger brother Moshe, right? So no doubt you can understand maybe the family relations right there, but it's a good reason right there. Da lifne mi ata omed, know before whom you are standing. Da, know. Discussion topic number 6. There's two more right here. When the Bnei Yisrael first left Mitzrayim, what did they do? They grumbled. They complained about the lack of food. Israelite got to eat, right? Lack of food. And Yah provided them with manna, according to Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 to 35. However, in the episode that's recounted in the 36th sabbatical study, Shabbat B'Halotika, right, Yah judges the people for their ingratitude of thankfulness, right, and also faithlessness. So the discussion here is, why the difference? Why is there a seeming difference that when the Bnei Yisrael, they first left the two lands of Mitzrayim, what do? They grumbled. They murmured. They complained about the lack of food. And what did Yah do? He provided them with manna. However, in this episode recounted in the Torah portion, the 36th sabbatical, Yah, he now judges the people for their ingratitude and faithfulness. Can you see, can you discern, seen, sight the difference? Discussion item number 7 right here. Yahuwah described Moshe as being, quote, faithful in all my house, in all my bait, in all my bait, in all my house, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7. Now, the book of Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, New Testament scripture, it elaborates that, quote, Moshe was faithful as a servant, Ebed, to testify to the things, that were to be spoken later. But Moshiach is faithful over Hailahim's house, over the Elohim's Beit, over the Betel, Bethel, the house of El, as a Ben, as a son. According to Hebrews chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, again, Moshe was faithful as an ebed, a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Messiah, is faithful over El's house, Ha'el's house, as a ben. So Moses, an ebed, servant. Moshiach, a ben, a son. So let's discuss, come, make a reason on the analogy that Adonainu, Ha'adon, the master, the Lord, as one might say in the English, the master, the boss, Yeshua, is greater than Moshe. In what way? Quote, as the builder of a house is greater than the house itself. As the builder of the bait is greater than the bait itself. And also within this reasoning is Yeshua that one who was to come, who is likened to Moshe, even in HaTorah, in the law of Yeshua, the mediator of the new covenant, Moshe, the mediator of what we can call the Hebrew Bible, the first covenant, you could say in the world, or that covenant, not the first, because there was a covenant going all back to Adam, but the Mosaic covenant. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, some of the discussion items. So right here for continuity, right here, go to a little Selah tune right here for Messiah's sake, right here, you're going to share this particular tune right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, Mavado, Ein Od Malvado. Yes, the Messiah.
I shall never
fret. Them was the things that them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Plus they put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me no no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with sons and daughters. Hell dirty mind, bad mind, see fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to Jah give the praise, the essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it through me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the back. Without no steel, all when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with sons and daughters.
Say what you want, say what you feel. Me no beg friends, so we could have never deal. Real, when me try stop the meal. Seems like you a send me to the back of field. Press what you want, press, and you a steal. Run what you want, run, and you a wheel. Then straight up, then I could have what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel.
One man me fear, the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with sons and daughters.
Hell dirty mind, bad mind, see fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to Jah give the praise, the essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father.
Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with sons and daughters.
One man me fear, the Messiah.
Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with sons and daughters. Yeah.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua, I, 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 Yeshua, HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 glory be the King, Kadamah HaLaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari. So here today's daily song. We have today's daily song, 144. But some more right here on this previous Torah here in the wilderness is very, very interesting, even when we look at the historical. I know people often question the histories right there, but you have to study the historical context of the narrative here. You know, during the time it came out, during the time of Thutmose III, right? And he was a powerful king. You know, he was one of the greatest, you know, military-wise. You know, it's almost like the Israelites, they were bad boys and everything. But imagine if we come out of this place, you got all the gunmen, the bad men and everything. But if they think they have to run into the American army, think about it for a moment. You know, even though they've seen those signs, it's a very interesting narrative where John, he points out the men of war. You know what I mean? What caused them to lose? You know, lose faith. We see it's a progression of things, but Numbers is a very, very interesting book. We can learn a lot, and it's very much quoted and referenced in the Brit Hadashah, you know what I mean, because of the pattern. But here, let's ride up right here. Today's daily song, we have 144 here. Also like to share the first and second Aliyot for this 37th sabbatical study as we're continuing the narrative right here. But first things first, today.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 144 as the Habarim and ones and ones. Some know, but just to share with all that. Psalm 144, we often call the Sabbath Seal Psalm. It's one of the psalms that is recited and chanted at the termination of the Shabbat. So say after Saturday or during the day, after the day is over, the evening comes in around that time. It's the sealing up of the Sabbath. And also it's like a baraka, a blessing, looking forward to the new Shabuah. So we get into some of the details right there. But since we have the first and second Aliyot right here, had a little bit of overflow from the 36th here with the 37th sabbatical study. Let's get into some of the first two Aliyot, the readings and feedings for the first day here at the second day. Yes, sir. Rastafari. So here, here, here. Let's write on Friday.
Av, Wahabein, Ruahak, Adosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this force. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, and here. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, and here. And here. And Shalom, Habarim, Shalom, and here. For the first Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shalach Lika, Shabbat Shalach Lika. Here we're at the Lamed Zain Parsha, for this Rastafari sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong, this Shabbat Shalach Lika, the Sabbath send for the I self, send that Lak Til Kalachu. So hear, give ear, Shema Yisrael, give ear and hear. Rastafari hoy, Shema, give ear and hear. Hear for the first Aliyah, for the Rishon Aliyah, for this 37th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. Here we pick up with the 13th chapter of the 4th book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar. Here picking up at chapter 13 for this 37th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. And here for the first Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shalach Lika, 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 Lika. B'shem Ha'av, Wehabein, Weruacha, Kadosh Yahweh, Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Chapter 13, at Kadesh Barnea. First item, the spies sent in, and here, Shema Yisrael, Rastafari hoy, O Rastafari, Shema, give ear and hear, and hear, and hear, and hear, and hear, the Hebrew first words. Why daber Yahweh il Moshe lemor, shelach lika anashim, we yaturu eta areta k'na'an, asha anid noten livnei Yisrael. Ish echad, le matei abotayo, tisha lahu, kola nasi bahem. And the Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, He who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe, saying, why daberi Yahweh il Moshe leimor, send thou men, shelach lika hanashim, send thou men, shelach lika hanashim, we yaturu et areta k'na'an, that they may search out, we yaturu, that they may search out, spy out, we yaturu, that they may search the land of Canaan, we yaturu et areta k'na'an, Asher hani notena libnei Yisrael, that which I gave to the bnei, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of every tribe of their fathers, shall ye, y'all, send a man, every one, a ruler, a prince among them. Ish echad, man one, ish echad, le matei abotayo, tishlahu, send,
send man one of every tribe of their fathers. Call Nasi Bahem. Call all Nasi, rulers, princes, Bahem, amongst them, in them. And Moshe, by the commandment of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, by the mouth, upon the mouth of he who be, who he be, the Yahweh, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. And Moshe, by the mouth of Yahweh, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were Roshei, heads, rasses of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael. And these were their names, their Shemot, of the tribe of Reuben, Shamua, the son of Zakur, of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori, of the tribe of Yehuda, Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, of the tribe of Yisachar, Igal, the son of Joseph, of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, the son of Nun, of the tribe of Binyam, Palti, the son of Raphu, Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodi, of the tribe of Joseph, namely, of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi, of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali, of the tribe of Asher, Setor, the son of Mikael, of the tribe of Naphtali, Nahbi, the son of Vofsi, of the tribe of Gad, Geuel, the son of Maki. These are the names, the Shemot, of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses, called Oshea, the son of Nun, Joshua. And Moshe sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, get you up this way, southward, and go up and aliyah up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be y'all of good courage, and bring the fruit of the land. Now the time, the Iowa was, the time of the first ripe grapes. And here, Shema'ar, Gevir right here. Here, look for the Sheni, Aliyah, the second Aliyah, the second going up. The second Aliyah Nafora for this Shabbat Shelach Lika, this Senbet Lak Tilkalachu. Here, picking up at Numbers chapter 13 at verse 21 for the Sheni Aliyah. So they went up. So they aliyed up. Waya illu. So they went up and searched the land. Waya illu. Waya turu etta haaret. From the wilderness of Tzin to Rehob, as men come to Hamat, and they ascended, they aliyed by the south, and came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, Talmai, the sons of Anak, were. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan,
in Mitzrayim, in Gibbet, in Egypt. And they came to the brook of Eshkol and cut down from thence, from there, a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bear it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshkol because of the cluster of grapes which the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, cut down from thence, from there. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. At Kadesh Barnea, the second item, the report of the spies, verse 26. And they went and came to Moshe and to Aharon and to all the congregation, the aggregation, the Bnei Yisrael, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word to them and to all the congregation, the aggregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came to the land whitherwhere thou, the I, sentest us, sentest I and I. And surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, Ha'am, the people, be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak. They are. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Yarden, of Jordan. And Caleb stilled Ha'am, the people, before Lifnei Moshe, before Moses, and said, let us make I and I go up at once, make I and I Aliyah up at once and possess it, for we, I and I, are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up, that Aliyah up with him, said, we be not able to go up, Aliyah up against Ha'am, against the people, for they are stronger than we, than I and I. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, the land through which we, I and I, have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And they are, we saw the giants, the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants and Nephilim. And we, I and I, were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we, I and I, were in their sight. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Numbers, chapter 14. At Kadesh Barnea, the third item, the unbelief, the lack of believity, yea, and amenness, amen, of Israel, the lack of faith of Israel. Compare and contrast with 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, and the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 7 to 19. But here, Numbers chapter 14. And all the congregation, the aggregation, lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, murmured against Moshe and against Aharon. And the whole congregation, the aggregation, said to them, would, God, that we had died in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, in the land of Kemet. Or would we had died in this Midbar, in this wilderness. And wherefore, why have Yahweh, Jehovah, brought I and I to this land? To fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us, for I and I, to return into Mitzrayim, to return into Gibbet, to return into Egypt, to return into Kemet? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return to Mitzrayim. Let us make a captain, and make I and I return into Kemet, into Gibbet, into Mitzrayim, into Egypt. Then
Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation, the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, ripped their clothes. And they spake to all the company of the Bnei Yisrael, saying, the land which we, I and I, pass through to search it, to tour it, is an exceeding good land. The land, the land, the land. Why yomru il kol edata bnei Yisrael leimor ha aretz asher abarnu bah la tur ota Oba ha aretz meod meod Oba ha aretz meod meod Oba Ethiopia Oba Ethiopia 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 Ethiopia
Yes, 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 bringing out the archaic name of Ethiopia, the Tobe, Tobia. Tobe means good, Tawab, Tobe. Yeah, right there. So here before we ride up with 144, let's get into Psalm 144. There's a word of prophecy right here. Let's see right here where it says it's Jeremiah chapter 28, verse Slika. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 8, where it says, but Chai Yahuwah, Jehovah liveth, who brought up and who led the seed of the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. It's interesting right here, just a little segue here, speaking on the Canaan, the Africanite land. Here we have Muta Baruka, and Canaan or Canaan land. It's interesting, at the end, he blocks this sound. He says this word. Listen for it, Jeremiah 23, verse 8. It's the prophecy for I and I and we.
And you are old, and you are the youngest son, and done. And he that cursed be Canaan, blessed be Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant.
Now the Israeli and the Arab man fighting for Canaan land, according to the book I read. Canaan is from Amseed. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the hell Canaan portion? Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said to the Arab and Israeli, two brothers fighting control the land, the land, the land, the land of Canaan. Esau, yes Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check the facts and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery, disappeared from the pages of time because of his father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man both fighting in a foreign land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey, now drenched with blood and body. Kings here, kings here, leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of the great king, tears and sorrow today she brings, and now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor,
the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time, but some things must be left behind. Fight you must for this piece of land, but remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. Now listen this, I tell you true, that the King of Kings have been shown to you. The King of Israel have been revealed. To open the book and to lose the seal. The throne of David shall ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan.
Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 8. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the how, which led the seed again. But Im HaYahuah, but he who be who he be liveth, who brought up and who led the seed of the house of Israel, the Beta Israel, out of the north country and from all countries whither where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. So Muda Baruka right there seals up the Canaan line tune with this particular verse right here in the Hebrew. Akim ha Yahuwah Asher he Elah wa Asher he bi et zera Beit Yisrael me eretz afona kol ha ratzot Asher he adicham sham we yashbu al admatam. Again, right here, key for Im ha Yahuwah. For as he who he be liveth, who brought up and who led the seed of the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, out of the north, here, even in these latter days and times in the north country, and from all countries whither where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks to Muta Baruka for that tune there and that word. The Arab man, the Israelis fighting over what land? Where's the land of Canaan? Yes, sir.
Rastafara.
Shalom, shalom, chaberim. Today's daily psalm, according to the order, of the Ethiopian Hebrews, heading after the order of Malkiyah's Erech, we have Kof Meim Dalet, Mizmor, Kof Meim Dalet, Le Dawid, Shalom, Shalom, Chaberim, today's daily psalm, according to the order, of the Ethiopian Hebrews, heading after the order of Malkiyah's Erech, we have Kof Meim Dalet, Mizmor, Kof Meim Dalet, Le Dawid of David. Le Dawid. Baruch Yahweh. Baruch Yahweh. Tzuri. Hamalamed Yadai. Lakrav Etzer Bo Dai. La milchama, la milchama. Blessed be he who be who he be, my rock, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Baruch Yahuwah Yohei Wehei Baruchi Yahuwah Suri Hama Lamed Yadai Latrav Etzabotai La Milchama. Bless Baruch be he who be we be Yohei Wehei Baruch Yahweh Baruchi Yahuwah Suri Hama Lamed Yadai, who trained my hands. Hama Lamed Yadai Latrav Latrav for war. And my fingers, etzabotai, my fingers, la milhama, for battle. Train my hands for war, and my fingers for battle. Today's daily psalm is more kof, meim, kof, kof, meim, dalet, kof, meim, dalet. 144 psalm, CXLIV, joy in Jah's protection. This joyous hymn is largely a mosaic of citations from other psalms. To the title of David, Lit Dawid, the LXX, the Septuagint, and as well as the Metzav's Kedus of Gormawi Nugus Neges, His Majesty's Bible, adds against Goliath, and the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, sees in verse 10 a reference to this Philistine's hurtful sword. But the composite character of the mizmor, of the psalm, of the vocal chant intonation, the use of Aramaisms, the Aramaic and the Aramaisms, the mention of Dawid, of David, as a person other than the writer, they all suggest that the superscription has to be understood in the Davidic style or the Davidic school of the psalmist. In the Yehudi liturgy, the Kaddish, the Judaic liturgy, it prefaces the service for the termination of Yom HaShabbat, for the termination of the Sabbath. Quote, the praise of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, as Ahadu, as the one who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Hamalamed Yadai Lakrav Etzobotai Lamilchama, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. It fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle. After HaShabbat, the Sabbath calm, comes the intrusion of the world, the flesh, the satanic 666, the seclorum, against which the psalm, the Mizmor, Meim Dalet, Min Dalet, the 144th psalm, it proceeds to invoke HaElohim, the true good, the true God, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, protecting Yad, his protecting hand, while the joys of a full garner and an overflowing sheepfold are those to be attained by the labor, which is once more man's lot. But as the psalmist and I continue, whatever comes to man in his warfare is of Jah's doing, is of Yod-Heh Wehei Yahweh's doing. It is from him that man wins the power, the ability to triumph, and the fruits of victory. Prosperity is only real when this is recognized. Today's daily song, according to the order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachi, Zedek, Mizmor Kof, Mim Dalet, Mizmor Kof, Mim Dalet. Psalm C, XLIV, Psalm 144, the joy in Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, in Yahweh's, in Jehovah's protection. Today's daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song.
And that right there from the Hebrew, the basic foundation, the Tehillim, just the overview of Psalm 144, a psalm that precedes the service for the termination of HaShabbat and looks forward to the week, the work week to come. In fact, when you read through it, it speaks about, you know, the barn and the gardener, you know, the fruits of the land, but one can also look at that, you know, within the modern sense, you know, the prosperity and the connection with the new work week, you know, to begin. You know, and it's interesting because some say that business is another form of warfare. It's kind of interesting, the language of the psalm too, from the top, you know, to the very fulfillment of it. But here, let's ride up the Royal Amharic first and foremost, and then get a little bit more into the Hebrew for the time that we have here. But Hanna Salah say, You wanted one more verse in the Amharic. You remember that?
Yes, yes.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
መዝሙር 143 በቅንፍ 144 ስለ ጎልያድ የዳዊት ነው። እግዚአብሔር አምላኬ ይባረክ ለጆቼ ሰልፍን ለጣቶቼም ዘመቻን የሚያስተምር ማሐሬና መሸሸጊያዬ መጠጊያዬና መድኃኒቴ ረዳቴና መታመኛዬም ሕዝቤንም ከኔ በታች የሚያስገዛልኝ አቤቱ እርሱን ታውቀው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድነው? ታስብለት ዘንድ የሰው ልጅ ምንድነው? ሰው ከንቱ ነገር ይመስላል ዘመኑ እንደ ጥላ ያለው። አቤቱ ሰማዮችህን ዝቅ ዝቅ አድርጋቸው ውረድ ተራሮችን ዳሳቸው ይጥሱ መብረቆችን ብልጭ አድርጋቸው በተናቸው ፍላጾችህን ላካቸው አስደንግጣቸው እጅህን ከአርያም ላክ አድነኝ ከብዙ ውሆች አፋቸው ምናምን ከሚናገር ቀኛቸው የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች ይጃስ አቤቱ አዲስ ቀኔ ቀኝልሃል አስራው ታርባለው በገና ዘምርልሃል ለነገስታት መድኃኒትን የሚሰጥ ባሪያውን ዳዊትን ከክፉ ሰይፍ የሚያድነው እርሱ ነው አድነኝ አፋቸው ምናምን ከሚናገር ቀኛቸው የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች እጅ አስጥለኝ ልጆቻቸው በጎልማሳነታቸው እንደ አዲስ አትክልት ሆኑ ሴቶች ልጆቻቸውም እንደ እልፍኝ ያማሩና ያጌጡ እቃ ቤቶቻቸውም የተሞሉ በየአይነቱ እቃ የሚሰጡ በጎቻቸው ብዙ የሚወልዱ በማስተማሪያቸውም የሚባዙ ላሞቻቸውም የሚሰቡ ቁጥራቸውም መፍረሻና መውጫ የሌለው በአደባባዮቻቸውም ዋይታ የሌለ እንደዚህ የሚሆን ህዝብ የተመሰገነ ነው። እግዚአብሔር አምላኩ የሆነ ህዝብ ምስጉን ነው።
We're here from the King of Kings Bible, Revelation 5:5. We have a war psalm, a war chant, joy in Yah, in Jah's protection, guidance, protection. Here.
Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit, Meto Arba Arat. Mezmor Meto Arba Arat. Psalm 144.
Psalm 144.
Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit. Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit, Meto Arba Arat. Mezmor Meto Arba Arat. Psalm 144, Metzav Kedus, theme Yetornet, Mezmor, Yetornet of war, Mezmor, a psalm of war, joy in Egziav, here is the sustaining, the good, the generous, open-handed, excellent, Ab, Father's protection, guidance, and protection. The psalm, as we mentioned, is a joyous hymn. It's composed of a mosaic of citations from other psalms. Here in the Metzhav Kedus, the Haile Selassie version of the Book of the Seven Seals, as well as in the LXX, it has added to the superscription Lid Dawid of David against Goliath. So we have the superscription here, Sile Goliad, Yeh Dawid Mezmor. Sile Goliad, Goliad, Goliath, Yeh Dawid of David Mezmor. Now, because of the mention of the Philistine sword, roughly around about verse 9, verse 10, the composite character of the psalm, the Aramaicisms, the Aramaicisms in it, the mention of Dawid as a person other than the writer, they all suggest that the superscription should be understood and understood in the sense of in the Davidic style or the Davidic school of the psalmist. Now, Judaically, we have this psalm. It prefaces the service for the termination of the Senbet Ken of the Sabbath day, the praise of Exiavihir as Ahadu Amlak, as the one source who trains my hands, I and I hands for war, I and I fingers for battle, for fight. It fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle, of the weekly struggle coming to that fullness of the set, the Sabbath, the sabbatical strong. Now, after the Sabbath calm comes the intrusion of the world, the flesh, the satanic 666, the seclorum, the world, against which the psalm, it proceeds to invoke Exiavihers, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open-handed father's protecting hand. While the joys of a full garner and an overflowing sheepfold, learning to read the sign language, are those to be attained by the labor, which is once more man's lot, his lot in life and in the liberty. But as the psalmist and I continue, I continue, whatever comes to man in his warfare, the weekday, day-by-day warfare, economical, financial warfare, is of Exiavihir, the sustainer's doing. It is from him that man wins the power, the ability, right, to triumph, and the fruits of victory, of salvation and victory. One and the same concept there in the Hebraic, salvation, Yeshua, victory, Yeshua, and prosperity is only real when this is recognized. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawid, Meto Arba Arat, Psalm 144. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Sile Goliad, Yeh Dawid, Mezmor, concerning Goliath. Yeh Dawid of David Mezmor, a psalm of David, Guter An. Exiavihir Amlake Yibarek, Le Joche Aselfin, Let Atochim Zemechanim Yastamur, Blessed Yibarek, Blessed be Exiavihir, sustainer of the good, the excellent, open-handed, our Father. Amlake, Amlake, my source. Blessed be Exiavihir, my strength, my source. Which or who, he who be, we be, the one who teacheth my hands to war, le jocheya salfin, and my fingers to fight, le atochim zamechan imiastamer, imiastamer, the one he be, imiastamer, the one who teacheth, le jocheya salfin, le atochim zamechan imiastamer, kuter hulet, verse 2. Mehariye na, meshashagiyaye, metagiyaye na, metchanite, redate na, metamanyaye, hisvenim kane betachem yas gezalin. My goodness, mehariye, my mercy, my goodness, mehariye na, meshashagiyaye, and my fortress, metagiyaye na, my high tower, my refuge, and medchanite, medchanite, medanite, and my salvation and my deliverer, redate na. Redate na, my helper, and metamenyayim, my helper, it says here, my shield, and he in whom I trust, metamenya, metamenya, amane, amene, taman, metamenyayim, and my trust, the one in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me, hisbe, my people, hisbe, nim, kane, betach, im yas gezali, kuter, source, verse 3, Abe to Arsun, Arsun atauko zen, so minderno, tasibuleta zen, yeso alich, minderno, Lord, Abe to my father, his father, O father, O Ab of the house, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, Arsun atauko zen, so minderno, or the son of man that thou make his account of him. Pasibulet zen, to think of him. Yesolich, Mindarno. What is he? Kuta Arad, verse 4. So, kentuna negara yemeslala, zemenu in the telay alfal. Man is like vanity. So, man, kentuna negar, like a vain thing, yemeslal, he resembles a vain thing. His days, zemenu, his season, his days, zemenu in the telay, as a shadow yalfal that passes away. Kuter Amis, verse 5, Avetu, Samayochehena Zika Zika Dergacho, Uredem Tarochena Das Sacho Ye Isum. Bow thy heavens, Avetu, Samayochehen Zika Zika Dergacho, and come down, Uredem, Uredem, touch the mountains, Tarochen Das Sacho, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke, Yitisum, Yitisum. Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Mebrek ochehina belicha dergacho, betanachuem, filats ochehina lakacho, as the negatachuem, cast forth lightning. Mebrek ochehina belicha dergacho, and scatter them, betanachuem, shoot out thine arrows, filats ochehina lakacho, and destroy them, asa the negatachuim, and cause them to be in a mental state of shock. Kutroch verses Savates ki cementa de res, verses 7 to 8. Ijihina ka ariam laka denenyim, ka buzu hoch, afachuim aminamininna, kamina gerra, kenyacho ye haseta kaina kahone, ka baida lejocha ij asa keleng. Send thine hand from above, rid I and deliver. Deliver I out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Ijihin ka'ariyam, ka'ariyam, from the highest height, the eyes hand, ijihin ka'ariyam lak. Lak, sen, adinenyan, and save I kabuzu, hoch from nuff waters, afachuim, and their mouth, aminamininna, kaminagara, their mouth, vanity, worthlessness, they speak, kenyacho, their right hand, yahaseta kenkahone, is a right hand of lies, becomes a right hand of lies, kaba'ida lijocha, from strange children, itch, from the hand of strange children, as telen, kutera zeteng, verse 9, abetu, adisa kenei ken lehalo, asirautar balo begena, izemir lehalo, I will sing a new song, adis, kenei, a new composition to thee, ken lehalo, abetu, my father's father, or Ab of the Beit, upon a psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises, eyes is to the eye, male. Asir autar balo, begena, izemir lehalo, kuter asir, verse 10. Le negestata medhanitina yemiset, bariawina dawitina kakufua sefa yemiadno, arsudno. It is he, it be he, that giveth salvation to kings. Le negestata medhanitin yemiset, who he be yemiset, the one who gives le negestata medhanitin yemiset, who delivered Dawit, David, his servant, Bariawin, Dawitin, Kafu, safe from the evil sword, Kafu, safe, Yemiyadino, the one who saved him, the one who delivered him, Yemiyadino, Arsuno, Kutar Asara And. Adnein afachuim aminamininna kaminagar kenyachuim yehaseta kain kahone kaba'id lijoch ilj asteleng. Rid me, rid I, and deliver I from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Adnein, save I, adnein afachuim aminamininna kaminagar, and their mouth speaketh worthlessness unto Belial, beliarness, lies. Kenyach Chawim, and their right hand, Yahaseta Ken Kahona, it be a right hand of falsehood, Kaba'ida Lijoch Ijasteleng, from the hand of strange children, deliver I, rid I out of their hand. This is the chorus line for today's daily psalm, Kutara Sarah, who let, verse 12. Le jo cha cho be gul masin ta cho in da di sa ta ta kilta ya honu se to cha le jo cha cho we mind the elfinya ya maruna ya getu that our sons le jo cha cho that their sons in this context is that their sons le jo cha cho be gul masin ta cho in da di sa ta kilta ya honu that our sons that their sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. Setoch, daughters, girl, children, daughters, setoch, le jochachuum, in the ilfinya, yamaruna, yagetu, that I and I daughters, that their daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. Guter asara asara source verse 13 ikabe totachuima yetemolu beya ainetu ika yemisetu bego chachuima bizua yemia worldu be masa mariachuim yemibezu that our that their garners may be full affording all manner of store. Ika beto chachuima yetemolu beya ainetu ika yemisetu that our sheep, that their sheep, that their sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in their streets. Begochachuwema bezu yemi weldu, be masamaria chuwema yemi bezu. Kuterasara arat, verse 14. Alamo chachuwema yemi asebu, kitrachuwema mefreshana meucha yeleilo. Beadebabayo chachuwema waita yeleile. That our that the oxen la mochacho rim may be strong to labor in sabu that there be no breaking in nor going out at racho women the fence and the fresh shana mochaya lelo the fence be not broken that there be no complaining that there be no complaining in the streets. Be'ade babayo chachowim waita wai be'ade babayo chachowim waita yeleile kutera salamis verse 15 in the z yemihona his yetemesa geneno ekziavi haram laku yahona his miskuno happy is that people that is in such a case in the z in the like z is z like this in the z like this in the z yemihona his the people who be like this in the z yemihona his yetemesegeneno is praiseworthy is happy amlaku the sustainer the good the excellent open-handed generous of amlaku his source its source the source of this people yohona his miskuno is thankworthy, his eyes is worthy, his praise worthy, is happy.
Happy. Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Let them miss it, Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh.
مزمور 143
ቅንፍ 144 ስለ ጎልያድ የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር አምላኬ ይባረክ ለጆቼ ሰልፍን ለጣቶቼም ዘመቻን የሚያስተምር ማሐሬና መሸሸጊያዬ መጠጊያዬና መድኃኒቴ ረዳቴና መታመኛዬ ህዝቤንም ከኔ በታች የሚያስገዛልኝ አቤቱ እርሱን ታውቀው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድነው ታስብለት ዘንድ የሰው ልጅ ምንድነው ሰው ከንቱ ነገር ይመስላል ዘመኑ እንደ ጥላ ያልፋል አቤቱ ሰማዮችህን ዝቅ ዝቅ አድርጋቸው ውረድም ተራሮችን ዳሳቸው ይጥሱ መብረቆችን ብልጭ አድርጋቸው በትናቸው ስላጦችህን ላካቸው አስደንግጣቸው እጅህን ከአርያም ላክ አድነኝ ከብዙ ውሆች አፋቸው ምናምን ከሚናገር እኛቸው የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች እጅ አስጠን አቤቱ አዲስ ቅኔ ቀኝልሃል አስር አውታር ባለው በገና ዘምርልሃል ለነገሥታት መድኃኒትን የሚሰጥ ባሪያውን ዳዊትን ከክፉ ሰይፍ የሚያድነው እርሱ ነው አድነኝ አፋቸው ምናምንቴ ከሚናገር ቀኛቸውም የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች እጅ አስጥለኝ ልጆቻቸው በጎልማሳነታቸው እንደ አዲስ አትክልት የሆኑ ሴቶች ልጆቻቸውም እንደ እልፍኝ ያማሩና ያጌጡ እቃ ቤቶቻቸውም የተሞሉ በየአይነቱ እቃ የሚሰጡ በጎቻቸው ብዙ የሚወልዱ በማስተማሪያቸውም የሚባዙ ላሞቻቸውም የሚሰሩ ቁጥራቸውም መፍረሻና መውጫ የሌለው በአደባባዮቻቸውም ዋይታ የሌለ እንደዚህ የሚሆን ሕዝብ የተመሰገነ ነው እግዚአብሔር አምላኩ የሆነ ሕዝብ ምስጉን ነው
Basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta tet ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pei sa sadai A kof ra resh sha shin ta tau
ta tau ta tau ta tau
aba gada ha wa za kha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta ta ta
for with stammering lips and another tongue for with stammering lips and another tongue for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips this
And here, Shema'a Yisrael,
Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, Jerusalem, Azinvi, Shema, Yisrael. Hear this, O Yisrael. Hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear. After the order of Malachi Tzedek. And hear. Shema, Yisrael. Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, Jerusalem, Azinvi. And hear. Shema, Yisrael. And hear, Shema, Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. And hear, Shema, Yisrael. Ethiopia, hoy, Simi, Jerusalem, Azinvi, Shema, Yisrael. Hear this, O Yisrael. Hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear. After the order of Malachi Tzedek, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Kof, Mim Dalet, Off Maim Dalet. Psalm 144. Hear. Today's daily psalm, as well as the Sabbath seal psalm in the Yehudi liturgy. This psalm, Mizmor Kof Maim Dalet, Kof Mim Dalet, Psalm 144, it prefaces the service for the termination of Hashabbat. Psalm 144. And in the LXX, the Septuagint, and the Metaf Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, here in the Authorized, Advised, Amharic Bible, as with the LXX, we have the superscription, Sila Goliath, concerning or against Goliath, as a title of today's psalm. But here, Hebraically, it begins, Le David, of David. The word a psalm in the better translation, even the King James Version, the KJV, is italicized in the Hebrew, the English, the Targum, the translation. It is bracketed. But the Hebrew reads, Le David, of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trained my hands for war, and my fingers for battle, and my fingers for battle. Le David, Baruch Yahuwah, Suri, Hamlamed, Yadai, Yadrav, Yadrav, Etzabotai, La Yilchama. Blessed be he who be who he be. Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, Suri, Suri, my rock, Suri, Hamlamed, the one who trains, the one who teaches, Hamlamed, Hamlamed, Yadai, Yadai, my hands, my yad, my hands, Yadai, Lakrav. Lakrav, modern Hebrew, Lakrav, ancient pointing, Lakrav. Hamalameid, Yadai, Lakrav. Etzabotai, La Milchama. And my fingers, Etzabotai, for battle, La Milchama, La Milchama. Here translated as for battle. So here. Midrash, a midrash on today's Psalm of David. Blessed be he who be, we be my rock, who train, teaches my hands, like Rav, for war, for drawing near, like Rav, Krav, Maga, Krav, Maga, Krav, Krav, like Rav. Hamalameid, Yadai, like Rav. Etzavotai, La Milchama. And my fingers, Etzavotai, La Milchama. For war, elsewhere this word translates for war, elaboration, even on Psalm 18, Hebraically, the 35th verse. The word for war is an Aramaism, as some say, Aramaism. Fingers are trained to manipulate the bow, and Yadai hands the cherev, the sword. Hear. The Aleph verse of today's Psalm is Morkof. Mim Dalet, Kof Mim Dalet, of David. Blessed be he who be, we be, Jehovah, my rock, Baruch Yahuwah, Suri, who trained my hands for war, Hamlamed, Yadai, Lakrav, and my fingers for battle, Etzabotai, La Milchama. Shlomo, Solomon said, even in the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, trust in Jehovah with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him.
B'tach Eliyahuah b'kol alivecha ואלא ביענתך על התשעין, בכל הדרכך דעהו. Trust in he who be, who he be, בטח. Be confident, always faithful, always sure. Be sure in he who be, who he be, בטח. אלא יהוה. Betach Eli Yahuwah, the call, Liveka, with all thy heart, the call, by way of call, all, Liveka, 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 Bechol Liveka, in all, by way of all, the entirety, your complete, full, holistic, heart to call, Betach Eli Yahuwah, Bechol Liveka, with Ella Bi'natecha, Ala Tisha'ein, and lean not up on, thine own understanding, thine own bina, the way you understand it. Don't lean deep end on that. Wi'il binatecha. Wi'il and four and two. Binatecha. Binatecha. I bina. Ala tisha'in. Al tisha'in. Lean not. Bekola. Derakecha. Da'ehu. Bekol. By way of all or in all. Bekol. Derakecha. Bekola. Derakecha. Da'ehu, da'ehu, in all thy ways, bekol derakeka, acknowledge him. Da'ehu, 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 have da'a, gnosis, knowledge, acknowledge, know him. Da'ehu, v'tach li Yahuwah, bekol libeka, v'ila binatecha, ala tisha'in, bekol derakeka, da'ehu, da'ehu. What did Shlomo HaMelech, what did Negus Solomon, what did Solomon mean by, in all thy ways, acknowledge him? Bekol derakeka da'ehu. Bekol derakeka da'ehu. Acknowledge him, da'ehu. Know him, da'ehu. He meant everywhere. Everywhere you go, everywhere you go, set Ha'el, Ha'el, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim, in your heart, before you, as David, as David used to do. He became Melech, he became Negus, he became king, he became Melech, yet David would say, I am not Melech, I am not Negus, I am not king, Yahuwah, Cha. Jehovah is Melech, is Negus, even Negus and Neges, for he set me, he set I on the throne. As scripture says, even in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 12, David perceived that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had established him king over Yisrael. Yisrael. Vayada, David. Vayeda David akia hekino Yahuwah le melek al Yisrael. And David perceived, and David knew, he had gnosis, da'at. Vayeda, and David knew, he perceived, he had gnosis. Vayeda David ki that hekino Yahuwah, that Jehovah hekino Konen had established, Mekonen had Hekino, Kia Hekino, Yahuwah, Limelech, made him king, establish him, Kia Hekino, Yahuwah, Limelech, all upon Yisrael. Wayeda David, Kia Hekino, Yahuwah, Limelech, all Yisrael. David was a mighty man, but he would say, quote, I am not a mighty man. David was a wealthy man, but he would say, I am not a wealthy man. Instead, he said, proclaimed, even in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11, thine, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty and the majesty and the majesty and the lecha, Yahuwah, ha-gedula ve-ha-gevura ve-ha-tif-ereta ve-ha-netzach ve-ha-hod ki-chol ba-shamayim u-av-aretza lecha Yahuwah ha-mamlaka ve-ha-mita nase le-chol le-rosh. Here, full of verse, KJV. Thine, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all, that is, in the heaven, Shemaim, and in the Aretz. Thine is the kingdom, the government, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, and thou, the I, art exalted as head above all.
Leka Yahuwah Hagdul We Hagbura We Ha Tifereta We Ha Netzach We Ha Hod Ki Kol Ba Shemayim U Ba Areta Leka Yahuwah Ha Mamalaka We Ha Mita Nase Lekol Le Rosh
Le Rosh
Le Rosh Dawid David David went into battle. David went into battle and conquered, yet he would say, not by my own power have I conquered. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Adonai, Adonai helped I, and Adonai, Adonai brought I the victory. Yea, I conquered because Adonai, Adonai, Yahuwah, Jehovah, I could wage war. As scripture says, even in Psalm 18, he breaks with the 33rd verse, it is God that girdeth me with strength of war.
Ha'el, ha'me'azreini, ha'el.
Why yitein na tamim darki? Here, full of verse. Ha'el, ha'el, ha, the El, the God. Ha'el, ha'el, that girdeth I with strength. And maketh my way straight. Hear, Hebraically. Ha'el, the El, the true good, the true God, the power. Ha'el, 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 ha'ma'azreini, ha'el. Girdeth I, ha'ma'azreini, ha'el, ha'el, with power, with ha'el, ha'el, ha'ma'azreini, ha'el. Ha'el, ha'mazreini, chayil, ha'el, ha'mazreini, chayil, v'yitein natamim adarki. Hence, hear, David said, even in today's Psalm 144, the first verse, blessed be he who be who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, my rock, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. For battle. Baruch Yahuwah Sori Hamalameh Yadai Lakrav Etzavotaya Lamilchama. When did Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God, when did Ha'el train my fingers for battle? When I smote Goliath, when I smote Goliath. Thus, like this scripture says, even in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 49, that reads, And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine, in his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Is this the way one would have expected him to fall? Would not one expect that a man smitten from the front would fall backwards? Why? Lamaze, then, did the Philistine fall upon his face? Because a malaak, ha malaak, an angel, because the angel went along with the stone and deliberately threw the Philistine up on his face. The Philistine wore a brazen helmet upon Rosho, upon his head. How could the stone have penetrated the brass? Except for the fact that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was with David. Hence, David, here, said, blessed be He who be who He be, my rock, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Baruch Yahuwah Tzuri, Hamalameh Yadai Lakrav. I would not have been skilled in war had not Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had not the name, the Hashem of the Holy One, blessed be He, may He be blessed, train I for war. And so, Shaul said to David, according to the words of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, go, and Yahuwah,
and Jehovah shall be with thee. Vayomer Shaul il David lech vayahuah yihyeh imak. Go, and Jehovah shall be with thee. Lech. And so it was said to Gideon, even in Judges chapter 6, in Shoftim, Judges chapter 6, verse 12, where it reads, Yahuwah, Jehovah is with thee, the I, thou, the I, mighty man of valor,
Another
comment. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Here in Psalm 119, Hebraically, the 12th verse. Baruch atah Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka. Blessed art thee, I, Baruch atah Yahuwah, O Jehovah, lamdeini, teach me, teach ani, lamdeini chukeka, chukeka, teach I thy statutes, thy ordinances, chukeka, thy chok. Chukeka, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Lamdeini Chukeka. I would have known no thing hast thou the I, Ata Yahuwah, had thou not taught I. For it is said, even in Psalm 71, Hebraically the 17th verse, O God, thou the I hast taught me from my youth. And until now do I declare thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-haired, Elohim, lima d'tani, nina urai. O Elohim, thou hast taught I from my youth. Elohim, lima d'tani, mina urai. V'adahena agida nifaloteka. O Elohim, the eye has taught I from my youth. Elohim, lima d'tani, mina urai. And until now, v'adahena, do I declare agid thy wondrous works. Nifaloteka, Elohim, lima d'tani, mina urai. V'adahena agida nifaloteka. Hence, hear, David. David said, even in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, in Mizmor Kof Mem Dalet, Kof Mem Dalet, Psalm 144, blessed be he who he be, my rock, who trained my hands for war, and my fingers for battle. Baruki Yahuwah, Suri, Hamalamed Yadai Lakrav. Etzvotai, la milchama. Blessed be Jehovah, my rock, my strength. Baruch Yahuwah, Tzuri, who trained my hands for war. Hamelamed yadai lakrav, and my fingers, etzvotai, for battle. La milchama, la milchama, la milchama. And here, midrash note, the only midrash note on today's psalm is Morkof Lamed Dalet. This verse, here, the Aleph verse, Lid David, Baruch Yahuwah Tzuri, Ham Lamed Yadai Lakrav, Etzvotai La Milchama. And this comment, this verse is applied to instruction in Torah, to instruction in HaTorah. Lid David, Baruch Yahuwah Tzuri, Ham Lamed Yadai Lakrav, Etzvotai. La milcham, 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 la
it is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
מזמור קמ"ד לדוד. ברוך אדוני צורי המלמד ידיי לקרב, אצבעותיי למלחמה. חסדי ומצודתי, נשגבי ומפלטי לי, מגיני ובו חסיתי, הרודד עמי תחתי. אדוני, מה אדם ותדעהו, בן אנוש ותחשבהו. אדם להבל דמה, ימר כצל עובר. אדוני, עד שמך ותרד, גע בהרים ויעשנו. ברוק ברק ותפיצם, שלח חיציך ותהומם, שלח ידיך ממרום, הצני והצילני ממים רבים, ויד בני נחר. אשר פיהם דיבר שר, וימינם ימין שקר. אלוהים, שיר חדש אשיר עלך, ונבל עשור אזמר עלך. הנותן תשועה למלכים, הפוצה את דוד עבדו מחרב רעה. הצני והצילני מיד בני נכר, אשר פיהם דיבר שר, וימינם ימין שקר. אשר בנינו כנטיעים מגודלים בנעוריהם, בנותינו חזביות מחוטבות תבנית היכל, מזווינו מלאים מפיקים מזן אל זן, צוננו מאליפות מרובבות בחוצותינו, אלופינו מסובלים, אין פרץ ואין יוצאת ואין צבחה ברחובותינו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אשרי העם שאדוני אלוהיו.